Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, sometimes we're reluctant to give out, you know, like name brands or, you know, earlier we did that whole thing about the home and we took out the name of the actual builder.
Yep.
Because that came from the internet. And so we can't really, you know, confirm. It didn't happen to me, so I don't know. So I took it out. I don't want to play it. The reason I say that is because I'm about to run this Home Depot story. And I just said Home Depot, didn't I? This has never happened to me, but it is a story that's out there that it's happened in some stores. Now, are the Home Depots, are they like owned nationally by their own company or are they franchised like a restaurant would be?
I don't know. I don't think they're franchised, but I could be wrong about that.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
All it can do.
But someone's complaining that what you see that's on sale.
Home Depot's not a franchise.
Okay. All right. What you see in the aisle and the price there changes when you get to checkout, that it's a little bit higher.
That's
right?
A big deal.
That's what they're saying, okay?
Home Depot will pay nearly $2 million to settle a civil enforcement claim from California District Attorneys. The attorneys say the home improvement company engaged in false advertising and unfair competition. The complaint filed in San Diego Superior Court said when people at Home Depot brought an item to checkout, they would be charged more money than was written on the shelf tag or the item itself. The company has not admitted to any wrongdoing, but will have to pay the $2 million and will also need to implement a price accuracy program. Home Depot has not responded to requests for comment.
So they're not saying it happened, but they're willing to pay.
Exactly.
Well. Smell a rat. Do you guys ever check your receipts?
Very rarely. Like if I'm buying a single item, if I go to Home Depot per se, whatever, and it's a sale item and I know exactly what the price is, if I'm buying not just that one item, then of course, if it's off, I'll know about it. But if I'm like buying multiple things, I don't really check the receipt like that hard.
What about you, Shpadel?
I don't really check the receipt that hard, but I think Home Depot's kind of in the right on this one for overcharging us, because haven't we all gone through, like, the plumbing section, for example, and you get a couple fittings, and, you know, you pay for one, and then you put three in your cart, and then you pay for another one, and then you put, like, four in your cart, and then you walk out with some extra stuff. They got to recoup their money somehow.
So you're stealing from them.
Yeah, everybody does it. You take an extra screw.
Are you
high?
You
take an extra bolt.
Are you high?
No.
Are you
take a
like
extra pipes,
when you get to work?
Maybe extra 2x4.
No. Listen, when you go to work that next second job where you're crushing that weed and stuff, does it like stick with you for like hours afterwards?
Days, maybe
days,
weeks.
A little bit. Yeah.
What are you talking about? None of us walk into Home Depot and start putting stuff in our pockets.
Yes,
now, here
you
I
do?
Am. You've got me mad at you again. Now you've got me yelling at you again. I just told you a few minutes ago I would not be yelling at you, Spadell. And so now you've said something stupid again, and I got to yell at you.
And now you're
again.
Saying that they're justified in overcharging us?
Yeah, everybody walks out with extra stuff from Home
Depot.
No!
Yes. We don't. Do you, Carson?
No, I don't just scan one item and take like five.
I don't walk out of there with screws in my pocket.
The last time I was working on a sprinkler system, I paid for one sprinkler head and I walked out with four of them.
Well, that's you.
I think
don't
everybody
loop us
does
in
that.
With you.
I think everybody does that.
What a dumb.
Wow.
All right. Listen, the reason I ask you, okay, before we got into that. All right. I always check my receipts. 90% of the time. All right. We'll go with that. Yesterday, I go to the grocery store, right? And they got meat on sale. Folks, you're not going to believe this. I went to Safeway yesterday. They got Angus beef. All right. If you buy a 2-pound packet of their Angus beef or beef, just say beef or hamburger, you're going to pay like $15, $16. But now they've got some Angus beef on sale for $4 a pound.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Load that freezer up.
Right. So you can get $20, 4 pounds of beef for $20. Is that crazy? Now, the reason I mentioned that is because when I got to the counter and I went through the checkout, I checked my receipt to see if I got my discount because it said $4 for $19.99. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure, because regularly it was like, I don't know, $29 when it should have been $19. So I checked my receipt to make sure it's there. And I would check my receipt probably at Home Depot. And I'd be a little upset if they overcharged me.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, yeah. Did you get the deal? Did it ring up okay?
Boy, oh boy, did I ever. Dude, I am headed back there today. I hate to even mention this because I'm afraid somebody's going to swoop into my store and take all the Angus beef from me. I'm headed back there today to get about 16 pounds of this crap.
I mean, that is a pretty good deal. I'm not going to lie.
We'll load up too. 4 packs for $20? You can't beat that, you know? But be sure and check your receipt. You never know, right? Yeah. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up on 9 o'clock here on a Thursday. Rain on the way for the weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Thursday. Rain on the way. Going to be heavy for the weekend, they say. And cooler temperatures, too. Up to an inch of rain for the Metro Denver area. Will that change? Who knows? We'll find out as we get closer to the weekend. All right, out of Florida, this story comes. Would you take a balloon ride to space? No, probably not.
Like, what do you mean a balloon ride to space? Like, what does that entail?
Looks like a hot air balloon. A little bit more space-looking than a hot air balloon. But then you have a capsule that's below it. And in that capsule is kind of like being in first class of airplane. Only you got a bar. You got, you know, and I think it fits like 8 or 12 people. I'm not really sure.
A full bar?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And you go up. And you get above the atmosphere, and you get into the space portion of space.
Okay.
And you can see the curvature of the Earth. And I mean, it's very space view that you get.
I wonder how do you prevent yourself from floating off into space?
I don't know. Here's the story.
The future of space involves balloons. Yes, earlier this week, the Titusville-based company Space Perspective nailed an uncrewed flight test of its hydrogen balloon-powered capsule. The spacecraft lifted off from a special cargo-like ship in the Gulf, traveled to about 100,000 feet above the Earth's atmosphere before landing in the ocean 6 hours later. Now, the goal is to one day take paying customers on this once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Sounds like a six-hour tour.
It's $125,000 for one ticket.
Wow. Well, I could certainly see that. How many people are on the ship itself? Inside the capsule, does it say?
It doesn't say.
It looks like it holds about 12, maybe a half dozen.
I mean, that's a decent amount. That's pretty big.
Nine total passengers.
Nine, yeah, that's what it looked like.
And you have room for an entire bar in there.
Well, I'm sure it's just a good little cubby that...
Just a TV table?
Yeah, kind of like what you would have in the back of a limousine. Got that little compartment, put a little booze in there. I guess they're calling that a bar. All right, how much does it cost to go?
$125,000 a person.
You would think, okay, so that's $1 million for this thing to go to space each trip.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Right?
Yeah.
Just over $1 million. All right, if you add, is that right? Yeah, $100,000 times nine.
Nope.
All right, so... Can you imagine what their insurance is?
Oh, or the waivers that you have to sign?
Well, just the insurance. Think about the insurance. Forget about the waivers.
Waiver.
There's
that's
no price.
Cover that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no price on that. I'm talking about out-of-pocket costs to run this company to have insurance on this balloon in case it just goes a little haywire.
Start flying off.
Can you imagine?
It's got to
be Lords of London. It's got to be almost $500,000 every time it goes up. That's why the ticket's so high, right?
It has to be.
Man, I do have an idea, though. All right. You know, we are the home of Lockheed Martin right here. So somebody could maybe get Lockheed or somebody and maybe make this happen. Because, I mean, we have a lot of space engineering stuff here. We have aerospace engineers here. Somebody could put together this company here in Colorado. Probably get enough people to support your business. But I got an idea for your name and for marketing. I think you call it Balloon Boy Space Rides.
Balloon Boy Space Rides.
I love it.
It's very Colorado.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. You call it Balloon Boy Space Rides. And this thing would take off. Yeah.
I think it'd be popular, especially if you got a bar on there.
It's better than Spaceship Neptune.
Is that what this is called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Neptune. All right. Come on. That's not
creative. What does that even mean?
Well, it means that you could float off to Neptune. That's even got a negative connotation.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that in my name.
Balloon Boy sounds fun. You're up in space. You're looking at the curvature of the Earth. You feel like Balloon Boy. Have a couple of cocktails.
You call the spaceship the Addict?
Yeah. You make the spaceship look. Did somebody text that?
No.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, I actually thought of something funny.
Holy hell. Contain yourself. Dude, you're going over the top. Man, that was funny.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Low, low, low. Low, 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 low. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie will be back with us on Monday. She's off to California taking the kid to college. That's a tough one.
That's going to be an emotional trip.
Yeah. Leave him out there going off to college, spreading his wings.
I don't know. She may just stay there. She may be like, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that college life would get to her after a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if she could handle that. All right. So, Bar Bingo. We mentioned this earlier this morning. Big announcement, 7:05. We're back. I am so excited because we haven't done a Bar Bingo in a long time. And this particular area we're going to, which Carson's got all the deets. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm just excited about this. And I got to tell you, the response on Texnado this morning at 51059, unbelievable. So many people begging for tickets, for a seat, that is. There are no tickets. But begging for their seat at the table to play bingo with us. Prizes are incredible, but there's a ton of people saying, it's my birthday.
Yeah, please don't text in just because we did it for one person. We're going to do it for everyone.
I'm going to turn 40. You got to take me. I have no life. You know, people are begging. So it's going to be big. All right, Carson.
All right, thanks to our presenting sponsor, first off, Romantics. It's going to be a great night, of course. And it's going down Wednesday, October 2nd. Doors are going to be at 5 p.m., and then bingo starts about 6. It's at Prost Brewing Company in North Glen, and that's 104th and Melody Drive, just west of I-25. Now, the prizes we're talking about. Tickets to Billie Eilish, Meghan Trainor, The Fray, Sabrina Carpenter, Alice in Winterland. We don't even know who's playing that show yet, so that's intriguing. And then this. A trip to Las Vegas for two to see Maroon 5 at their residency at the MGM Grand. Now, if you want to register, Monday morning at 8, that's when registration opens. You better be on it because I feel like it's going to sell out fast.
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 You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking on my way up to the Bar Bingo on that Wednesday night, I might swing by Romantics and get my sexy back. For the stage, you know what I mean?
Oh, God. You going to buy some lingerie for the stage?
Well, no, maybe some, you know, maybe a little tutu. Something tutu. To wear. Maybe like, you know, a coconut bra or something.
Maybe some chaps.
Yeah, maybe something. Some chaps.
Chaps, that's a good one.
Yeah. I might just swing by a Romantics and get my sexy back and then hit the stage with a Bar Bingo.
Tassels all over the place.
Did I just kill the registration portion of this?
Probably.
You might have taken it a little bit.
I don't know if anyone wants to see that.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I swear. I don't know. I got problems. I do.
BJ and Jamie.
I think I would call it groundbreaking today. What a show. What a show today. All right. Go to our page. No. Go to the Odyssey app. Download it on your phone, the Odyssey app. That's the best place to go. Go to the Odyssey app on your phone and take a look at the podcast on there, the BJ and Jamie podcast for today. I want you to listen to the 640 Tabloid Trash. Carson did that one. It's a killer job, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate
stellar.
It.
Killer. Then go back and listen to Spadil at 7:35.
7:40.
All right. check that one out, too. It was the battle of tabloid trash today between those two because Jamie's not here. And so they filled in and did that. And it's, Spadil.
Yeah.
Stellar.
Oh,
killer.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
I was wondering where my compliment was because you complimented Carson.
Yeah, I just got all caught up there. Yeah, no, you did a fantastic job. You really did. You, the audience, you be the judge. Go to the Odyssey app, BJ and Jamie, and check out Spadil and Carson doing tablet trash. And tell us what you think.
Yeah, text us at 51059 on Monday morning. We can review it.
I got a feeling that Jamie might just hand that off. She hates it anyway. I think she'd just hand that off to one of you guys, yeah, man.
I don't know about that.
Give her a couple of bucks, baby.
Yeah, pay her off.
Yeah, pay her off. All right, we got to go. Don't forget about the bar bingo thing. We mentioned that just a few minutes ago, but it's big. It's a big deal. Coming up on Monday.
Monday morning at 8, alice1059.com. That's where you register. Be ready because it's going to go fast.
Prost.
Prost Brewing Company in North Glen.
Yeah. Woo! I'm looking forward to that. They say that place is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I haven't been yet.
Everybody on Textato's bragging about that place.
Raving about it.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. We will see you back here very soon. Take care and bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.